In farm and ranch headlines, the outlook for California pork producers is looking up as analysts forecast a productive year despite the PED virus. Gary Crawford has more.
It's probably still going to be a very profitable year for most in the hog industry.
Kansas State University economist Glenn Tonsor says the virus has been a hit-and-miss thing. A few producers losing a lot of piglets, but
there's a lot of hog producers that have had, you know, what's called moderate challenges with PDD that are actually going to have a record-setting 2014. And that's basically because the market response, those upward price movements, have been a lot higher than some of us expected. That has been a pleasant surprise.
Tonsor says retail pork prices have risen, but according to his calculations, as far as consumer demand for pork for the second quarter of this year, it was
the best we've had in 10 years.
Retail price hikes have been held somewhat in check because hog producers have partially made up for lost piglets by feeding more to hogs that are left for more meat production from them. Gary Crawford, Washington.
Hello, farmers and ranchers. This is Michael Skuse, USDA Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services. If you've had livestock forage losses or other setbacks because of natural disasters since October of 2011, you may qualify for financial help from USDA. To date, we've helped more than 240,000 producers. If you haven't contacted us yet, we need you to register with USDA Farm Service Agency by September 30th, or your payment could be affected by congressionally mandated reductions of 7.3%. The congressionally mandated payment reduction affects all of the disaster programs, but if you're registered with FSA by September 30th for the livestock forage payment, or LFP, you'll qualify for the entire amount. You can begin the process by calling your local FSA office or simply going online to register your name at www.fsa.usda.gov/disaster-register. Act today.
In for Sabrina Hill, I'm Taylor Hillman for California's Real Farm Radio, AgNetWest.com.